The Brisbane City Council wants to reduce the speeds of mobility scooters and is also asking the state government to consider a basic licence for the use of the scooters. But the Pedestrian Council of Australia says a speed limit is not enough. In Brisbane, Rachel Mealy reports.
Anne is the mother of two sons with muscular dystrophy. She and Matthew and Adam were out and about this morning at Brisbane's South Bank. Anne doesn't agree with the proposal for a speed limit reduction.
Well, for these boys, I think it's ridiculous because as you saw when we were walking, I don't have any problems keeping up with them at their 10. If they lowered it to 6, they wouldn't be able to keep up with me.
Harold Scrooby is the chairman of the Pedestrian Council of Australia. He says allowing mobility scooters on footpaths presents too many risks.
When if you look at the footpath, this is the first time since Roman times that we've started to allow vehicles on them. And their primary use is for walking. And when you consider that we've got a rapidly ageing population and that the highest cause of avoidable death after you're 50 is from a fall, we've got to start to ask questions as to whether we should be allowing vehicles on footpaths.
Mr. Scrooby says a national approach to the issue is needed.
We are a rapidly ageing population. There are going to be a lot more people using these devices, which is a good thing. We want to keep the community mobile, but we also want to keep all other road and footpath users safe.
Queensland's Police Commissioner Ian Stewart says it's an issue that needs further consideration.
My dad used to have one and he used to travel like a kilometre and a half down to his local shops and he'd do that at the speed limit. But of course in the shopping centre area, much slower. And I think that's part of the answer.
Daniel Lloyd is a paraplegic who's been using a mobility scooter for the past 3 years. He says life for people like him is hard enough.
Look, I think it's hard enough getting around as it is. I mean, if that's the case, I'd go back to a manual wheelchair, which I can do 15 or 20 kilometres an hour in. You know, so if they're going to slow you down that much, it'll actually make it more dangerous because people will change and do something different. But it's hard enough to get around anyway without discriminating.
The use of mobility scooters is currently part of a federal parliamentary investigation which was triggered by an accident involving the wife of National Party Senator John Williams.
Rachel Mealy there.